Two Stockings and a Sawn-Off Shotgun by Christine Patton.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to inform you that over the next few minutes, we'll be conducting a bank robbery.
The impact on customers should be minimal, but we would like to apologise in advance for any inconvenience caused.
Catherine, I mean Mrs. Pomegranate?
Yes, Mrs. Amaretto.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Oh, yes. I'm afraid we're going to have to insist that you all lie down on the floor right now and don't move or we'll blow your heads off.
I love this film. I can't believe you haven't seen it before.
Well, Dog Day Afternoon is a bit, you know, violent and
intense. What, not girly enough for you?
Well, it's kind of a film for the boys, don't you think?
No, I don't agree at all. That's like saying finance or politics or law are kind of for the boys. Why should we limit ourselves like that?
But I don't like bank robberies, that's all. I don't have any kind of retrograde anti-feminist political agenda, I promise you.
Oh, you've been reading Germaine Greer again?
No, I just don't like bank robberies.
Okay then, why don't you like bank robberies?
So...
Don't you dare say male.
Why shouldn't I say male? When was the last time you heard about a woman robbing a bank? Okay, everyone, I want to thank you for your cooperation in lying down on the floor so quickly.
Oh, could I just ask the young lady behind the counter to stand up again? We'll be needing you to put all the money in this bag.
Very sorry. We should have made that clear from the start. Our mistake.
But please, no dive bombs or anything like that, or Mrs. Pomegranate and I will have to take remedial action.
Remedial action? What are you, a couple of government bureaucrats?
Please, if you don't mind. We're civil servants. We're civil servants. Beth and Angie are teachers, Nadine is a PA to that wanker city executive. Our mothers didn't even have careers. Let's face it, bank robbery is just not a field that women have broken into.
Whose fault is that?
I don't get you.
Well, listen to you. It's not the men who are holding us back anymore, it's ourselves. It's not that we can't be in these fields. We're not in these fields because we don't want to try. We're afraid other women will call us ball breakers or accuse us of neglecting our children or, worse yet, leave lots of subtle little hints that we're not as feminine as the others. Come on, it's ridiculous.
Wait. You think women should take up bank robbery as a career?
Well, why shouldn't they?
Because it's illegal. I, for one, think it is a credit to women that we don't rob banks.
And I suppose you think it's also a credit to women that we're not Idi Amin or the Cray twins or the Yorkshire Ripper.
You're drunk!
OK, Idi Amin was a bad example. And the Yorkshire Ripper was a bad example too.
And the Cray twins are a bad example.
OK, but don't you see? These people had ambition. They knew what they wanted and they went for it. They didn't let anyone tell them that nice girls don't do that.
Idi Amin ate people. I'm not eating people.
I'm not suggesting you eat people.
But you are, if I may be so bold, suggesting I rob a bank.
I'm suggesting we rob a bank. It generally takes at least two to make it work.
Generally takes at least... This wasn't some spur-of-the-moment thought, was it? Dog Day Afternoon, this whole strange conversation. You genuinely, even when sober, want to rob a bank, don't you?
Yes.
And you want me to help you?
What are best friends for?
Painting your toenails and eating ice cream with you when your boyfriend gives you the heave-ho. That's what best friends are for. Best friends are decidedly not for helping you rob a bank and get caught and get sent to prison.
They could be your cellmate and paint your toenails in prison.
Or they could tell you you're completely mad and beg you to forget the whole bloody thing. And maybe you won't go to prison in the first place. Sarah, you're completely mad.
Well, I'm not forgetting the whole bloody thing. If you won't help me, I'll just have to do it alone.
But you just said it takes at least two.
Well, I'm kind of stuck with it, aren't I?
What about Beth?
I've asked her already.
Oh. Angie?
Asked.
Nadine?
Asked. Look, I've asked everyone and everyone's turned me down. So I'll just have to find some way of making this work with one.
It's tough.
Maybe if I got a pit bull terrier to do crowd control for me.
Oh, come on, sweetie. There must be someone who'll help you.
I don't think so.
No one at all.
Well, if you've got any suggestions, I'm all ears. Drink?
Fine. I'm in.
Great! Right, this is the branch layout. The counter's here.
I'm not doing this.
Pardon?
I'm not giving you any money.
Dare I ask why?
Because this isn't real. You're not real bank robbers.
Excuse me. Mrs. Pomegranate and I are every bit as real as a gang of huge burly men. Now put the money in the bag or else.
Or else what? You're not going to shoot me.
Oh, I think you'll find I will. And I'll enjoy every second of it. You're letting the sisterhood down very badly. I hope you realise that.
Letting the what?
Oh, that's just typical. Listen, Jade, it's the deliberately ignorant women like you who are keeping us from taking what we rightfully deserve.
But I have to stop you from taking it. If I just hand you all the money, it's more than my job's worth.
Calm down, Mrs. Amaretto, just let it go. Look, Jade, I think you'll agree that the bulge under my coat looks very threatening indeed, and you'll find that bank regulations and procedures require that in such situations, you should hand over the money without any resistance.
Yeah.
You're such a swat!
The counter is here, the main entrance is here, and the fire exits are here and here.
You're such a swat.
You can be disturbingly anti-intellectual sometimes. Have I ever told you that?
Constantly.
Anyway, this smaller fire exit here is the best getaway route, I think. The car can pull into the alley and wait without being noticed.
Car?
Car, yes. Oh, don't worry. We'll get some fraudulent number plates. No one will ever know it's yours.
Slight problem there.
Oh, come on. If you're in on this, surely your car can be in on it too.
I sold it to my brother last week.
You what?
Well, you know how I'm getting that Mondeo.
Yeah.
Well, David mentioned that he needed a cheap car, and so I thought rather than part exchanging mine,
oh, I'd... Bloody hell, of all things.
Sorry, you should have said.
What are we going to do now? Can't very well get away on a number 14 bus, can we?
Not with the timetable on that route.
We'll just have to think of something else. Oh, bollocks!
Well, you got any other ideas?
Ideas?
Yeah, for making me hand over the money. Because I'm still not doing it.
You don't seriously want us to shoot you, do you? Don't think we won't do it. Mrs. Pomegranate has been very clear.
Which one of those was most convincing?
We can't bring the BBC sound effects library to the job.
No, but we can bring a dictaphone.
Oh, I see. You brandish a replica gun, I hit play.
Yes and no.
Oh?
Yes, you hit play. No, I don't brandish a replica gun. You can't get them for love nor money anymore. It'll have to be a broomstick under the overcoat.
Show me it.
I beg your pardon?
Show me your gun.
Here, young lady. I've had just about enough of this.
Mrs. Amaretto.
No, it's clear we're getting absolutely nowhere. If you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. Move that way, you little Jobsworth. A tiny bit of professionalism, that's all I ask.
Oi!
Be quiet. Honestly, what is wrong with people these days? I know sitting behind the counter at a bank isn't the most glamorous job in the world, but this can't be bothered attitude of yours is doing your career no favours at all. Listening to me?
What?
This is exactly what I'm talking about. We all have to do things we find dull and uninspiring. Press that alarm button and I'll blow your head off. But if we just make a modicum of effort, you probably don't know what that word means, but bear with me. If we make a modicum of effort, we get noticed and we advance.
Mrs. Amaretto.
You sit there staring into space and you wonder why the world doesn't appreciate you. Am I right? Well, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Look at me when I'm speaking to you.
Mrs. Amaretto.
Take the initiative. Be proactive. Be resourceful. God knows Mrs. Pomegranate and I have had to be.
Two sawn off broom handles.
Check.
Tape recorder with BBC sound effect number 4356/87 Guncock 43.
Check.
Stockings to place overhead as disguises.
Uh-oh.
I thought you were wearing some at work today.
Tore them on that spiny plant by reception. Threw them out.
We'll have to go to Boots then.
It's past midnight.
Oh, damn it! Right. I think I have a plan.
Why are you looking at me like that?
How's your fence climbing?
Why?
Mrs. Perkins from next door has a load of washing hanging out. I'll give you a leg up.
Your swag bag's almost full.
You keep more money in the till than I was expecting. Most of this should really be in the vault, don't you think?
Whatever.
And again, we see this casual, slouchy, can't-do attitude. Do you think women would have ever have won the vote with an outlook like that? No, the suffragettes didn't clock watch. They marched, and they wrote letters, and they threw themselves in front of the King's racehorse.
Mrs. Amaretto!
Action, persistence, grand suicidal gestures.
Mrs. Amaretto!
To give yourself wholly to the cause.
Mrs. Amaretto, we'll be giving ourselves wholly to the Metropolitan Police if we don't make our exit.
Oh, yes, of course. I hope you've learnt something today, Jade.
Mrs. Amaretto, now!
Freaks. Where's our getaway driver? You did find us a getaway driver, didn't you?
She's probably just a bit lost. Her sense of direction isn't so good these days.
She's not here in the next 30 seconds. Come on, come on!
Calm down, she'll be here. See? Now stop worrying and get in! Rio de Janeiro, Mum, and step on it!
Two Stockings and a Sawn-Off Shotgun was written by Christine Patton. In the cast were Never Missirian as Sarah, Evelyn Downing as Catherine, and Christina Moore as the bank teller. The studio managers were Rob Winter and Lucy Cook, and the play was produced by Linda Taylor.